Hiya there, church, and welcome to today's Daily Thought. I thought I'd share with you today one of my very favourite Bible verses. It's a Bible verse which always blows my mind, and it doesn't matter how many times I read it or whenever I'm thinking about it, there's just no words really to describe how mad this verse is. It's absolutely amazing, so I'm going to share this with you now. But before I do, I'm going to give you a bit of a run-up, okay? It comes in a context when the Lord is being very reasonable with his people. And what he's essentially saying is, I am holy, I am perfect, I am just. And if I'm going to carry on being perfect, holy and just, if I'm a good God, I have to punish evil. I have to make sure there is none of it around. I have to condemn sin, right? So that's reasonable. And then he says, but you, my people, are sinners. You're guilty. There are things in your life that are wicked and wrong, and I can't tolerate it because I'm a good and a just and a holy God. So that's reasonable. And so he says, he basically draws the reasonable conclusion that he is going to have to judge now his people. It's all very reasonable. It's unfortunate, but it's reasonable. And then he says this, okay, and this is the verse. It's from Isaiah chapter 1. Right, listen to this. He says, come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. And let's reason together. Although you have these sins which completely stain your life and your heart and your mind, and even though you're completely riddled with sin, I'm just going to forgive them all. They're going to be as white as wool. They're going to be whiter than snow. I'm going to make it so that you're pure and clean and that there's no sin on you at all, so that there need be no judgment and we can be perfectly reconciled and at peace together. And what sort of reasoning is that? That's absolutely incredible. And I'll never, ever get over that sort of thing. But here's the question that I know a lot of you are asking, because you're smart people. The question is, how can God be holy and just and good and not punish their sin? How can God be righteous and good and forgive sin, even my sin? How can that be the case? If he just forgives and overlooks my sin, doesn't that make him a rubbish judge, even a wicked judge? Well, the reason why this is possible, that this crazy reasoning is possible, is because God decided to punish, instead of his people who are sinners and sinful, his own son. He sent Jesus into the world to die on a cross, to bear the sins, the scarlet crimson sins of all of his people, and God would pour out his just wrath and anger upon him instead. And that way, God's justice and his wrath, his anger and his judgment are satisfied because evil has been punished and his people can be forgiven and washed clean, made pure as wool and reconciled with God at peace with him because Jesus has died instead of them. Now, that's the reasoning that is so amazing. But here's your options. Your options are carry on carrying your own sin. Carry on being red like scarlet and crimson in the eyes of God and receive his justice and his condemnation and his judgment. Or you can go to the Lord Jesus and cast all of your sins upon him and he will die in your place. That's the gospel. Now, thank you very much for listening to me, okay? And I want to ask you to do me a favor now. I want you to pray about what you've just heard. I'm going to do that now after the video as well. Pray about it. The crazy reasoning of the Lord God. Read that verse. It's in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. That although we are sinners, he will forgive us because Jesus has died in our place. Share this video with anyone that you think might benefit from watching it. And do get in touch with the church if you want to. I think there's some information around the video. On YouTube, it's just below the video. And on Facebook, well, you're already on our social media. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Thank you. God bless. Ta-ra.